Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented in part by Sun Enterprises, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer.
You are actually listening to Kirk Dieter filling in for Terry Wickstrom on the Terry Wickstrom Outdoors Show, 104.3 The Fan, and I'm joined right now by my good friend Russ Miller. Russ, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for hanging in there. Russ is a member of Team USA Fly Fishing. And I got to tell you, I'll admit straight up, Russ, when I go fly fishing, I go so I don't care about anything. I don't know how I can manage the stress of competing on a world stage like that. How do you do it?
You just go and you go fishing like you would on your local creek.
And just have fun, huh?
Just have fun. If you do anything with a smile on your face, it all becomes easy. And, you know, you look at the world's best athletes that are true athletes, not anglers, but
right.
you watch the marathon runners crossing the finish line after 26 miles. And they've got a big smile on their face. They're happy to do what they're doing. It's the same thing when we go out competing. We're just very focused on converting bites into fish landed.
Yeah.
That's one thing that we don't worry about when we go out recreationally fishing. Like, oh, lost one, no big deal. On a competitive scale, that's where things really change. Like, oh, that could have been a big deal.
That's not a good feeling when that happens.
Yes.
So you're on your way to Tasmania, island state, off the mainland of to the south side of mainland Australia. I happen to have been there. It was last year at this time when I was there, just another week or so. It's basically the same time that the world was. I got to tell you, Russ, that was the most extraordinary place I've ever seen or fished. It's amazing. You are in for something else.
From all the research we've been doing, which we obviously do quite a bit, it looks to be just fabulous. One of the things I think I'm personally most excited about Tasmania, maybe two things. One, I think that might be one of the most remote places I'll have ever gone.
Yeah.
It's a huge plane ride. There's not a lot of infrastructure on the island. Very few anglers, non-resident per year.
Yep.
And then the second thing, most of these championships we end up doing, you know, you fly across the world and you end up going and you catch stocked fish, a lot of stocked fish, because they want the waters to be full of fish for the anglers traveling internationally. And so they put a lot of stocked fish in, which I think that's not the reason I pick up a fly rod, is to go catch a stocker.
I hear you.
So Tasmania is super unique in the fact that it's all wild fish that are managed in a very unique way, which I think is going to make for a fabulous championship.
It's the most extraordinary spot, and the history is amazing. It's where the first brown trout were introduced from England in 1864, and I actually did a story on it called My Time in Oz. That's in the summer issue of Trout Magazine, if anyone wants to check that out. It was a life changer for me, and I'm sure it will be for you. Are you like, what, doing crunches or sit-ups or squats? I mean, what do you do, man? Are you casting? Tell me.
I spend a lot of time behind the rod. That's always helpful. I'm going over as our lake specialist. So they're at this championship, there are five venues. Three of them are lakes, and I'll be going over and exclusively fishing the lake. So really from, I don't know, it's been June on, I've almost been exclusively fishing lakes here in Colorado and some in Wyoming. But I spend a lot of time behind the rod.
Which is really important for any angler, right? We are so conditioned to want to go fishing on the river, right? But the more time you spend on lakes, the more you learn, the more you teach yourself. The nuances is so much more technically. It's the small things make such huge difference. So there's a reason that you're the lake specialist. You're the best angler, I would assume. At least you are in my mind. It's a tall compliment they just gave you, that you're the catcher on the baseball team or the quarterback on the football team.
Yeah, all right. It's certainly fun for me to have that level of focus where you can just go over there and, like, you know, we end up bringing, each member of the team, there's six of us that go that make up the world team, and each member brings a small fly shop worth of tying materials and rods and reel. I mean, like, it's unbelievable what we unpack out of our bags and set up for our 2 weeks down there. And it's really nice to kind of edit all your river stuff out, like nothing but lake gear. So for me, that's a really nice focus, especially though when packing tying equipment. Like, my goodness, you can bring too much. So I'm happy to focus. And you know, we're truly blessed to live in Colorado.
Yes.
You know, I was out fishing a Front Range lake last weekend, and I was doing it in a t-shirt, and yep. Here we are in November.
Yep.
You know, we've got incredible options that just not a lot of fly anglers have their eyes open to, which is unfortunate because it's world class and it's within 2 hours of Metro Denver.
Yeah. Well, good luck, my friend, on all that. I wanted to shift gears a little bit. As I know, and our listeners should know, is that you also work for Umpqua Feather Merchants, and you've got some new product and so forth out, and you've sent some to me. I was specifically wondering if you wanted to give a little plug on the tippet that I've been playing with. That's intriguing. I'm usually thinking tippet is a commodity, but I'm liking this stuff more. Tell me why I like it.
Yeah, it's actually what I'll be fishing down in Tasmania. We have Umpqua launched three new kinds of tippet this year. A new nylon. What's unique about that nylon, really quick, is nylon is not a very dense material, and so it actually absorbs quite a bit of water when you're fishing throughout the day. And as it absorbs water, it loses a lot of properties. The biggest one being its overall tensile strength and knot strength. So our new nylon has a hydrophobic coating on it, which resists that water absorption. So super cool advancement in nylon, and our price point stays the same. But the really cool advancement came with the product you've been fishing called Phantom X. And all of our tippet material has an X at the end of it because we want to help educate anglers to better understand this whole X-rated system that exists within tippet and leaders. You know, 0X through 7X.
5X.
How do you... Our angle as a fly company, as Umpqua, is how do you demystify some of that and really get the best presentation for your fly possible? And that's done by pairing the appropriate size tippet to the appropriate size fly. So choosing your flies for the day and say, all right, I'm going to fish super tiny stuff because we're going to go fish tailwater in Colorado. I'm probably going to want to fish 5 and 6X. But the Phantom X tippet was a really cool breakthrough for us in the fact that a lot of the advancements in monofilament material, and that's both nylon and fluorocarbon, has come out of the textile world, right? So DuPont, who's got an incredible R&D budget, was working with this vendor that we use in developing this new super tough material that they wanted to start putting into racing suits for motorcyclists. Right. So if they hit the ground and skid, they don't, you know, tear apart their whole body. But what they did was and we're utilizing is a layering system. Right. So you've got a fluorocarbon core. But then, like we see in a lot of other technologies, like in camera lenses or fishing optics, is you put coatings on top of that really nice base.
Wow.
And tease out different properties.
Well, it works like a charm, that's for sure. I'm kind of up against my time here, Russ. I wanted to wish you good luck, first of all. You're going to report
back to
us as soon as you come back and say good day to all my buddies down there on Penstock Lagoon. And
I will.
Knock them, sock them, and do your very best and have fun. And I'm sure you'll finish with a smile, like you said.
Yeah, thank you. And for any listeners that are curious about this and want to see it unfold, you can follow along with us at Fly Fishing Team USA or at Umpqua Feather Merchants on your favorite social outlets.
Sounds good, my friend. Thanks again. That's Russ Miller, and this is Kirk Dieter filling in for Terry Wickstrom on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.